feeling low or in a bad mood, it can be ever so easy for us to assign blame. If only work wasn't so stressful. If only the kids behaved better. If only we lived in a quiet area. If only we weren't stuck in that traffic jam, then we wouldn't feel the way that we feel. And yet, we also know that sometimes we can be stuck in a traffic jam. Or we can be spending time with our kids when they're not behaving well. Or work maybe is more stressful than we'd like, and we still manage to feel okay. Let's join Paul and Pablo as they discover how freeing it can be to understand where our moods and emotions really come from. Paul and Pablo are having a lovely video chat with Isabel, Pablo's mum, who's still in South America on business. The family chat is easy and relaxed, and they're having so much fun. Isabel's happy to report that a collection of short stories has been picked by a well-known editor and is now on track for publication. She's revised the manuscript and is now waiting for the first proof of her book. The conversation flows easily, and all too soon it's time to say goodnight. Pablo gets ready for bed, imagining that Isabel might be waiting in his room for him, ready for their shared reading time like they used to before she went away. He sighs, missing her. The excitement of the shared call has now faded away, and all he's left was the feeling of missing her a lot. It's Paul who's sitting on the bed, waiting for him to come in. "You know, Dad," says Pablo, making his way under the covers, "it's been almost 3 months since Mum left, and I miss her, I really do. Just now, Dad, please don't take this the wrong way, but I was thinking it would be great if she was here to read to me instead of you tonight. I was sad. But it's not so bad, is it, Dad? We're doing okay here, aren't we, you and me? Do you sometimes feel that way too? My friends say it's weird that I'm not more upset all the time." "So what I'm hearing," says Paul, "is that sometimes you're really sad, and sometimes you're just getting on with life."
"Yeah, Dad, that's exactly how it feels, exactly like that. Like right now, I feel sad. And sometimes, Dad, at school, they ask what I'd do if Mum never came home. I get upset then, but that's a mean thing to ask, don't you think?" asked Pablo.
"I can understand why it would make you feel sad," agrees Paul, "but I doubt that they mean it the way that it sounds. Sometimes people say things without really thinking it through. And have you noticed that when we think about something that we find upsetting, we always feel upset? And when we think about sad things, we always feel sad. But also, have you noticed that then it all passes? Do you remember when we talked about this when we were in the garden a few weeks ago? That our feelings are like clouds passing through the sky and masking the sun, and nothing more. Soon enough, we always return to feeling better again."
"Oh yeah! That's how I feel sad, and then I don't feel sad anymore. I remember, Dad," continues Pablo. "Do you remember my maths teacher, the one who taught us about constants and variables? Well, the constant is that Mum is far away right now, and the variable is that my feelings about it can change. But I don't really get why. After all, my Mum being away isn't very nice, and I miss her."
"We all work in the same way, Pablo," explains Paul. "When your Mum talks about her new book, she's excited and upbeat, and we get excited with her. And when it comes time to end our calls, we're reminded that we're not living in the same house at the moment. And it doesn't feel great, does it? Not for me either. And when you think about Mum's book getting published, you can feel excited, even though she's still far away. When you imagine waiting for her to come to the airport and hugging her, you're happy even though she's not there yet. That's how it goes for each of us." "So you see, Pablo, the true variable is not what you feel, but what hides behind your feelings. And what do you think that is?"
"My thinking," blurts out Pablo while holding his hand up for a high five. "I've got a new equation from my maths teacher. What I think equals what I feel. That is so cool, Dad, isn't it?"
"It sure is," laughs Paul. "Let me know what your teacher has to say about that." After their triumphant high five, father and son settle down on the bed and take turns reading chapters, feeling content and connected. We feel what we think. And because our thoughts are, by nature, ever changeable and changing, the possibility of feeling different emotions, even as everything remains unchanged on the outside, is always there. There's no need to look for someone or something to blame. We experience life from the inside out, in every moment, 100% of the time.